Beautiful sounds. It is Friday. Tell me it's Friday without telling me it's Friday. Yeah. Those are beautiful sounds by Mark Asari with Wings. Before that, we had David Moore and Roots Afrique with Praise Him.
Absolutely. And of course, we had Alderman Eddie Andrews in studio with us in the first hour. And so now we're chatting to Tabitha Serra Mula, who is a compliance officer from ICASA. Now, that is, of course, the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa. As a compliance officer, Tabitha works closely with community radio stations like CCFM to ensure that we meet regulatory standards while continuing to serve and uplift our audiences. And so today we'll be talking about the importance of community radio, the role ICASA plays, and also the unique relationship between ICASA and CCFM. And then, of course, we'll be hearing why you should continue supporting CCFM during a Share-a-thon and why it's important to keep community voices on the air. A very, very good afternoon to you, Tabitha.
Good afternoon, Natasha, and to the listeners at home.
Thank you so much for joining us. Happy Friday. I hope your Friday, or your week rather, has been great.
Yeah, it's been hectic.
Yeah.
With the rains and all these work deadlines. But yeah, it's all good. Thank you.
Yeah, by God's grace, you're here. Hey, you've managed.
Yes, absolutely.
Through that chaos. Now, yeah. Tabitha, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Of course, you could have been doing anything and sort of been elsewhere, but you're here. And so we just want to acknowledge you just being with us this afternoon. Now, as a compliance officer at ICASA, please just share with us your role, and I think also the work that you do within community radio stations like CCFM.
Thank you. Thank you for that. So, yeah, at ICASA, I work in the Broadcasting Compliance Division, which is responsible for ensuring that community radio stations adhere to their license conditions. And we do this in various ways, including doing content monitoring, that's actually listening to the content that goes on air, from news to normal programming and music and so forth, and advertisements as well. So we do a lot of monitoring in line with the regulations that we have. And there are also other obligations that radio stations have on their license conditions that are unique to each station. So we make sure that that includes like community meetings on programming, annual general meetings, just reporting back to the community on how the station is performing and so forth. Mm. So yeah, we do various workshops as well to assist radio stations to understand the law better and comply with it. So that's generally what we do.
Mm. And then just in terms of, I think, the impact of community radio stations within South Africa, why do you believe that community radio is important, and how do you think it sort of impacts and affects our local communities?
Look, I think a lot of communities are underserved by, like, with relation to media access. I think a lot of communities are not really served. A lot of media or mainstream media is inaccessible to the ordinary public. So I think the role of community radio is vital in our spaces, because it provides a platform for ordinary South Africans in our local communities to share their voice, you know, to address any issues that they have within their locale, and, you know, to access services better, you know, for their voices to be amplified so that they can improve their own societies and communities. Mm. So I think it is plays an important role in the South African media landscape compared to, you know, mainstream media, and how inaccessible it can be to the public. Yeah.
Tabitha Sirumula, I hope I'm saying your surname correctly there.
No, it is correct.
Who is a compliance officer from ICASA. I know that Ntsiki is going to be touching on some of the challenges, of course, that community radio stations face. And so if you are tuned in and wondering what goes on in terms of compliance and regulations, this is, of course, the conversation that will answer those questions. Continue to pledge as we have this conversation with Tabitha on 061-798-1075. Simply text the word pledge and you will receive some prompts that you will, of course, answer. Now, Tabitha, before I give over to Ntsiki, from your experience, how would you say CCFM has demonstrated a commitment to serving its broader audience, but also while maintaining compliance with ICASA regulations?
Look, I've been impressed very much with CCFM. You know, their general relationship with the community is quite inspiring, because you guys do a lot of community outreach programs. You know, you do a lot of community activations, and you engage a lot with the community, which I think a lot of stations across the country could learn a few things. And I hope you avail yourself sometimes to train other struggling stations on how to really become a voice and a force and the first point of contact for any community member in and around the city of Cape Town. So I've been impressed to see, for example, last year you guys were launching brand new studios.
Yes.
Provided by the MDDA. And it was a whole community event. I was so surprised to see so many people at the community hall, and they got to experience how this medium can bring change and development in their area. So, so you do all of that, plus, you know, the content that you take on air, it's always related to what you are licensed to do, which is essentially what you guys, when you applied for a license, you told us, look, there is a need in the city of Cape Town.
Right.
There's a community that we'd like to serve, and we want to do it in the following ways. The language is these ways, and the type of content is this one. So I think you've been doing a wonderful job of adhering to those obligations. Yeah.
So inspiring. Yeah. Thank you so much for acknowledging the work that CCFM does. And if this is anything to our listeners, you've heard it from the horse's mouth. We are regulated. And if our regulators speak the way that they do, we are definitely doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
Sis Tabitha, thank you so much again for taking time out of your schedule to be with us. But very briefly, I want us to touch you. Mentioned something about us being an extension to other radio stations and showing them how it's done, or sharing best practice, so to say. What are some of the challenges that you've seen that community radio stations are facing in staying compliant, and how does ICASA support them?
Look, there are many challenges that plague the community radio sector in general, and I'll touch on a few, but we try to assist in our engagements, whether one-on-one or collectively as a sector. We come to provinces and conduct workshop, but many stations are struggling with financial, you know, sustainability, because community radio, it's something that's not profit driven, so it relies and depends on community support, either through businesses advertising first and foremost in the local media, or donations from the public, you know, like for example this sheriff that you have here.
Yes.
So financial muscle is something that a lot of stations are struggling with.
Yes.
So it's good to see innovative ways that you guys have come up with to raise funds and get the community to connect with you guys and actually contribute. And I've just before this interview, I actually went on your site just to see how I can contribute as well.
Come on.
I'd love to do that as
I
well.
Love that.
So I saw that you make it easy as well for people to donate to the good cause that is CCFM. So I think, you know, the other thing is governance-related issues, but we're doing our best because we don't want to see radio stations close down.
Yeah.
So we really do a lot of workshops to ensure that all stations are at a level of compliance.
Love that. Thank you so, so much. Mm. And again, again, it just keeps on coming from Tabitha's mouth. I'm not saying it. Tash is not saying it. It's super easy to partner with us, as she's done on our website. Mm. Click on the donation tab and the instructions are very easy to follow. In closing, and I think this would also be very impactful coming from you as ICASA, as we continue with our share-a-thon, what encouragement would you give to our listeners about the importance of giving and supporting a community driven station like us?
Look, I think to the listeners, I'd like to just say to them that, you know, your support in backing your community radio station, that is CCFM, it goes a long way. You know, it's not just about them broadcasting, but it's about connection, it's about impact, it's about transformation. You know, it's about developing our own communities and just ensuring that there is hope and you know, people are, if people are feeling down, you know, they can just tune in and be uplifted in various ways. So I think I want to appeal to them to absolutely go and keep on donating to CCFM so that it can continue to do its work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sis Tabitha, for your time and, of course, for the work that you do at ICASA. And, you, as I said, thank you so much for gracing us this afternoon. I hope you get some rest this weekend, eh?
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Until we chat again, thank you so much for your contribution.
Yes, thank you.
All right then. Bye. There you have it. Of course, Tabitha Serumula, who is a compliance officer from ICASA, urging you and hopefully encouraging you to also partner with us and pledging towards Radio CCFM. If you're wanting to do that, simply SMS or rather text the word pledge to our WhatsApp number 061-798-1075. Very quickly, a message from Samantha saying, it is so refreshing to hear how government cares about community radio stations. Well done to Tabitha and her team. We continue the conversations. In the next minute or so, we will be chatting to Shwe Shwe, who is the CEO at MDDA. That's happening in the next few minutes.